Ether.fix Mexi co-branded card. The accountability stack and user protections. Co-branded crypto cards promise simple spending, but the fine print decides what happens when something goes wrong. The Ether.fix Mexi co-branded card puts two prominent brands on the front of the plastic, yet your day-to-day protection is defined by an underlying stack of third-party agreements and network rules. In the high-stakes environment of early 2026, where rewards are aggressive but regulatory pressure is mounting, understanding who holds the liability for your funds is no longer optional. This guide provides a framework for evaluating the Ether.fix Mexi program. We will analyze the accountability stack, model the net ROI of the current 15% dining promotion, and provide a checklist for verification status and dispute rights. Why accountability matters for co-branded cards. The co-branded era of crypto cards has accelerated time to market by pairing decentralized protocols like Ether.fi with centralized liquidity engines like MEXC. While this brings immediate utility to restaking communities, it also fragmentizes the user experience. When a transaction fails or a refund is processed, users often find themselves in a customer support loop, being passed between the protocol and the exchange. With the recent implementation of MiKEA 2.0 in Europe and updated prepaid rules in the US, the legal home of your funds determines your path to recovery. If you are using the Ether.fi card to manage a significant portion of your liquid restaking yield, you must know where the marketing ends and the contract begins. How the Ether.fix Mexi accountability stack works. Accountability for the Ether.fix Mexi co-branded card is divided across four distinct layers. Ether.fi manages the restaking rewards and loyalty points. MEXC acts as the primary card program manager and custodian of fiat balances. A third-party banking-as-a-service, BaaS provider, holds the actual banking license and issues the BIN. And the payment network, Visa or MasterCard, provides the underlying zero-liability fraud protections. To evaluate the safety of the program, users must look past the protocol brand and verify the regulatory standing of the specific BaaS provider listed in the card's long-form disclosure documents. This multi-layered structure means that while Ether.fi provides the alpha, your legal rights to fund recovery are anchored to the banking partner and the exchange's terms of service. The Dining Boost Math 15% ROI Analysis. Currently, the Ether.fix Mexi card is running a high-profile promotion, 15% cashback on dining through February 15, 2026. This is a tactical play designed to drive new user acquisition. To see if this justifies the setup friction, we must look at the net value after fees. The lunch loop calculation, spend $1,000 on dining over 30 days. Headline reward, 15% 150. Platform spread, 0.5% on stablecoin conversion, $5.00. Physical card fee, $25.00 one time. Net gain, month one, 120.00. The net verdict, the 15% dining boost represents an ROI that is mathematically impossible for traditional banks to match. However, because the boost is capped, typically at $500 to $1,000 of spend, it should be viewed as a tactical flash promo rather than a long-term savings strategy. For a more consistent grocery-focused play, users should compare this against the Toady X Ether.fi collaboration, which we recently analyzed. The accountability stack. Who is responsible? When you tap your card at a merchant, five different entities are involved in that two-second transaction. Knowing who to call when it fails is critical. Ether.fi, the protocol, responsible for your restaking yield, loyalty points, and virtual VIP status. They do not hold your spending fiat. MEXC, the program manager. This is your primary point of contact. They manage the app interface, the KYC process, and the conversion from crypto to fiat. The BaaS provider, the issuer. The often invisible partner, like Morwand or Marqeta, that actually issues the card and handles compliance. If MEXC has a technical outage, your card may still work if the BaaS rail remains active. Visa MasterCard, the network. They provide the zero liability promise. If your card is skimmed, the network rules require the issuer to provide provisional credit while the fraud is investigated. The merchant, the point of sale, they are responsible for processing refunds. Note that refunds on crypto cards can take 7 to 30 days to reflect in your wallet balance. Three misreads of the co-branded liability stack. Myth 1. Ether.fi is a bank, so my funds are FDIC insured. Incorrect. Ether.fi is a decentralized protocol. While their partners may hold funds in regulated accounts, crypto card balances are typically not covered by standard government deposit insurance, FDIC in the US or FSCS in the UK. You are relying on the solvency of the exchange and the BaaS provider. Myth 2. Unverified accounts get the same protection. Mistake. Under many regulatory frameworks, including US Regulation E, unverified or anonymous cards do not qualify for provisional credit during a dispute. If you haven't completed full KYC, you may have to wait 45 plus days for a fraud claim to be resolved without access to your funds. Myth 3. Zero liability is absolute. Visa's zero liability policy has exceptions for commercial cards and specific types of gross negligence. Always notify MEXC immediately, under 48 hours, if you notice suspicious activity to ensure your protections remain fully active. A tactical card for yield stackers, not a primary bank. The Ether.fix MEXC card represents the co-branded Meta of 2026. It proves that the most effective way to onboard users is through high-yield lifestyle categories like dining. On SpendNode, we favor this card for its aggressive promotional cycles, but we recommend it primarily for tactical spending. If you are looking for a primary bank replacement, you should look toward cards with more direct banking licenses, such as Coinbase or Revolut. If you are a yield maximizer, however, stacking the 15% dining boost with your restaking yield is the current triple play winner.